discuss.
Well, you should know in the Rishimos. Open up the Rishimos, as we did yesterday. We did the Rishimos yesterday, starting on page Shin Ayin Aleph. The bottom of Shin Ayin Aleph side says Yush Ba'Avedu B'Gezeira. We did Shin Ayin, from there we did Shin Ayin Beis, Shin Ayin Gimel. We did that, this is Shin Ayin Beis, Shin Ayin Gimel. Shin Ayin Dalet, the first paragraph. And then we did yesterday Shin Ayin Vav, starting from Os Gimel, Shin Zayin. And we're going to do Shin Ayin Zayin and Shin Ayin Ches. We didn't do that yet. And we're going to do Ches. And that would be end. Shin Ayin Tes and Shin Pei. That would be for the Rishimos. It's left on pages 3. We didn't read them yet. Okay, but let's just review a little bit what we did yesterday. Yesterday we from where we left off. The previous time. We're discussing Rabba's possibility. Rabba said that it is possible Yush is Kona for Gezela Midoraisa. According to the Torah, if the owner is Miyayish, the Gazan can keep. And he says that his source for this idea is the Yush by Aveda. If someone loses something and he's Miyayish and someone finds it, he can. He said, in a similar way, if something is stolen and the owner is Miyayish, he gives up the chase, the thief can keep it. So yesterday we discussed what the Rav brought up as a fundamental, I call it fundamental capital F problem in Yish. In Yish Kona, it is a fundamental problem. Yish Kona B'Gezela. Is it because every gazela is an aveda? Every gazela is a lost item, and you just rule of yush of aveda to the gazela, and that's why the kinyan works, because it's a yush of aveda. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, no, a gazela is not an aveda. Why is a gazela not an aveda? No, the owner has it lost, but it's not lost from the point of view of the thief. The thief knows where it is and he has to give it back. So it's not really lost. So therefore, you might say that a gazela is not an aveda. And the din of yush and gazela is a new din. It's not the din of aveda. It's a new din that yush works in gazela. And we call it a Kenyan gazela.
The first half,
every gazela is identical to an aveda. Every gazela is lost. It's a lost item. The use of aveda works by gazela because a gazela is an aveda. Something stolen is lost. And just like the use works in aveda, therefore it works in gazela because gazela is aveda. That's the first option. Second option, gazela is an aveda. A gazela is not an aveda. Why is it not an aveda? Because the gazan has to give it back. It's not lost. The gazan is not lost. It's not an aveda. But there's a new din that yush is kona b'gazela. When compares it to Rabba compares it to aveda, Rabba says the way yush works in aveda, yush works in gazela. It's a comparison. Not an identification, according to the second approach. According to the first approach of the Rav, it's exactly the same. Yirush works in Aveda, four Yirush works in the Gezela, first approach, because Gezela is Aveda. Something stolen is lost. Help us lost things, find us keepers. So Gezela is Aveda. Therefore, the owner's Meyayish, the family, the Gazlin, keeps it, because he found something lost. I mean, he stole it. Or you say no, something stolen, because he should give it back. You can't say it's lost. It's a new din that the Gazlin can stole an item if the owner is Meyayish. It's a new din. So what did Rabba mean when he compares it to Aveda? The comparison. According to the second shot. According to the first shot, when Rabba says Yush works by Aveda, you should work in Gazela, he's identifying Gazela with him. According to the second shot, he's just comparing. He's saying, if the Torah is so generous to finders of Aveda that they can keep it after you, it will also be generous to the Gazlin to give it to him after you. It's a comparison. Now there's a huge nafkamina, a huge difference between the two pshatim, halacha l'maisa. This was a question which Tosfos and Samach Tes and Madalos raised about the din of Gezela. Can everybody in the world use the Yush to acquire the Gezela? Only restricted to the Gazlan himself. Can anybody else use the Yush of the Nigzal Gezela from the Gazlan? Let's say the Gezela is not in the Gazlan's house, he stole a car, and the car is not parked in his own garage or the on the street. The owner is Miyayish. And someone else goes and takes the car. Can he keep it? Because he got it first before the Gazlan. So what do you think? Yes?
I thought there was just a Kenyan Gezela because there is Hashava.
No. If you should in a din of Avodah, anyone can. Like anybody, anything else which is lost. Anybody in the world can find it and keep it. So it's stolen. It's still lost. A Gezela is in Avodah. If the owner is Miyayish and the thing is on the street, then anybody can take it, not just a Gazlan.
That's according to the first opinion.
On the first opinion, that would be for the nafkamina, huge. And anybody in the world could be called as the Gezela after the Yush. Because the Yush is a din of Aveda. So, according to anybody in the world who wants to find that. But if we say, according to the second approach, that the Gezela is not an Aveda, the special din of Gezela, and the Yush of Gezela is a special kinyan of Gezela, so who gets the benefit of this Yush Kinyan of Gezela? Only the Gazlan, nobody else. So it could be on the street. The owner's Miyayish, it goes to the Gazlan. It's what the Rav calls a Kinyan Yashir, a direct Kinyan from the Nigger to the Gazlan. Second approach. Yes? There's a relationship between the Gazlan. Yush is not Hefker. Yush is not giving it away if he's not running after it. So that's the question, what does the Torah then say happen?
So only the
Gazlan could benefit from the Yush. We're not talking about lost and stolen. We're talking about something was stolen. If you don't consider it lost, it's not lost. It's stolen. And any chances of kinyanim are only from the victim to the thief, not to anybody else. They're not involved in the gazelle. Second approach, the Yush only directly gives it from the nigzal to the gazel. Nobody else. According to Rabbi. These are two opinions in Tosfos Samach Tes and Madalos. Tosfos says he doesn't know. He has a suffix, he says. If anybody can take it, and the Tosfos Kol Shalakut, the big fat Tosfos, I read a couple of lines yesterday.
The Tosfos doesn't assume that we're working under.
He says he's not sure. He doesn't know if there's a Yush after a Gezela, Can anybody in the world, if it's in the street, you see where there's a little mem in the Tosfos, and then sort of like a little bit past the middle. No, actually, you see it says Baba Matiya Daf Chof Aleph. The next line. It says in the Tosfos, a little parenthesis. The next line. He says, "So halakzami yiush abgazlin liyiush demetziah." He says he cannot compare the yiush of Gazlin to the yiush lost in the street. The yiush kani b'chol inyan afilu im ein hagzela b'shut haGazlin b'shas yiush im kain yiush tochol ahave el klapet the day v'abe kamatana ba'alma. He says it could be that Yush is called, let's say the Gedalah is not in the Rishus of the Gazlins on the street, and the Yush only works for the Gazlin himself. It's a gift of the Gazlin. He says it's a completely different thing than something is lost, a Metziah, something is lost in the street. Anyone can take it, but Gedalah might be different, it goes only to him. And then he continues. Vakbilim tim saloma de lo kani el imkain hagzela b'shus haGazlin. But you that the Gazlin is not kona unless the gazela is in his property. Avlam he b'shus haRabim b'shas yush. But if it's that the yush kala magzik b'zochabo, anyone can take it. The Tosfos has here both sides.
And
this Tosfos is a suffix. What does yush do? Does Yush of give it only strictly to the Gazlin himself? And then the thing could be anywhere in the street, wherever it is, it goes directly to the Gazlin. No one else. Well, no. Yush makes it accessible to the whole world. If it's in anyone can take it. If it's in the Gazlin's house, the Gazlin will take it. He'll be called. Yes.
So, of course, it's like a shot. Yeah.
He keeps it because he was the Yush made an effort for the whole world. He keeps it. Now, does he have to pay anything? That I didn't get into. That's Hefka. Who can take it?
If it's not
the Veda. No. Then it goes directly to the God.
Then somebody else
takes it. He's a Ganna. He's a Ganna from the God.
Even though he doesn't know that it's not.
It's a gun. Yes.
In this Kinyonim.
So who's calling it?
So then we can only be looking at it according to the read, not according to Rashi, except that it's not in the.
Okay. Very good.
I'm not sure.
Is an ave. According to the first approach of the Rav, and by the way, this first approach of the Rav in the Sefer says this was the time. The time this was of the opinion, the first approach that Gezela is Aveda, and Hefka Gezela is a din of Yush of Aveda. And the Rav said that he himself feels against Reb Chaim. He would prefer to say it's a special Kinyan Gezela. That's the machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Rav. Reb Chaim just said it's a kinyan aveda. The Yush of Gezela is a kinyan aveda. The Rav said it's not a kinyan aveda, it's a kinyan Gezela. That's the machlokes of Chaim, Ritzker, and the Rav.
What's the
straight kinyan? Straight kinyan,
Yashir. That's the Rav.
The Rav said he likes that. Reb Chaim Ritzker has a safe on the Rambam. He feels that the Rambam is at the Kinyan, he says the Ravid is at the Kinyan Aveda, Now we say that that's the two opinions in the Tosfos Samach Tes. If the Kinyan is for the whole world, anyone in the world can use the Yush, if it's not, then what kind of a Kinyan is that? Aveda. Because Aveda makes it accessible to the whole world, the Yush of Aveda. If the second opinion in Taisva says that no one else in the world can touch this thing, only the Goslin, because it's a Kinyan Gazela, that's to the Goslin. So Nigzal to Goslin is not a Kinyan Aveda, it's a special Kinyan Gazela. It's a special Kinyan Gazela. Yesterday I mentioned that the Rav was a little bit, even though he says he prefers to interpret it as a Kinyan Gazela, but it's a little bit like an, it rubs you a little bit as an unethical. Why would the Torah give the gazela to the goslin? After all, he stole it because he deserves to be kona to a yush, and exclusively, no one else in the world can take it. An entitlement. Why should he get this wonderful entitlement that he's the one who stole the Lexus, and now that the owner is miyayish, he's the exclusively, the exclusion of everybody else, is the only one in the world who can keep this the yush. Why should we give the Ganav such a wonderful gift? Taisa called it a matana. It's a matana, Taisa said. Why should you give him such a matana? The Rav said it has to be. The Rav in this discussion, he said halacha has to be ethical. If it's not ethical, then he says he doesn't think halacha would say anything like that. So why is it ethical? Why is it ethical? Exactly. Because the Rav said that giving the goslin exclusive kinyanim makes him more responsible to pay than, because the fact that he got the kinyan means now he has to pay.
What does that mean?
It completely is. Before, no, the Yush gets rid of the Hashava, completely his. Why is he singled out to get the Yush? Because before the Yush, he had a Kenyan Gazela. He had in this thing. In other words, when he stole the Lexus, he was given in a very paradoxical way certain low-level Kenyan in that stolen thing, which no one else in the world has. Everyone else doesn't want to have this car. It belongs to the original owner. The goslin, because he stole it, the Torah now says he's Chayv Onsen. We want him to pay even lightning strike. Right by a truck. No fault of his. He has to pay. He parked the Lexus on the street, passed by a taxi. He has to pay the goslin. He's Chayv Onsen. Chayv Onsen is a very strict, because he's given the kinyan. If you own something, you have to bear the brunt of the loss. Tough noogies. You own it, and it gets smashed. The was smashed. That's what guys on them pay the own sin. They pay for things beyond their control when they have kinyan. It's their thing. They have to pay the kinyan. So that kinyan, which creates a very, very strict punishment on the goslin of Chiyuv Onsim, is also going to now benefit him, that if the owner is Meyayish, he is the exclusive area of the Yush, he and no one else gets the kinyan Yush. Because the kinyan Yush completes his basic. When he stole it, he got a basic kinyan Gazela, which made him Chiyuv Onsim. Now that that Kenyan Gazela is nigma. It gets mature and complete, and therefore it completely is. But he's involved in this process, because no one else has the Chiyuv Onsen, only the goslin. That's what the Rav said. That's how the Rav explains why the Torah is going to give it to the goslin exclusively after the Yush and to nobody else.
If the
goslin
doesn't damage it, then why would you say that he has the Kenyan?
No, his kinyan makes him potentially responsible.
So, if he doesn't damage it, then he
still has a kinyan. I have an hashava. But if he's kona b'yush, that removes everything. Now it's completely his. Ganav and goslin who are kona b'yush to the exclusion because they have a kinyan gazela. The halachas of this, by the way, will definitely be on your final. to explain the concept of a kinyan gezeila, that a gazlan has a kinyan to the exclusion of other people, and to in his personal superiority in the case, that he has a kinyan. You have to. Yes.
This is a question about, let's say, somebody steals a horse race by inherit, but gets a tree of things.
No.
I mean, but then you have it. I mean, you know. So how did that come?
No, but maybe.
Because he has to. The payment of the Rolls-Royce is pretty expensive.
Okay.
It's going to cost him a lot of money, that Rolls-Royce. If it gets even one nick, it could cost him $10,000.
Okay.
So that's it. That's what the Rav said. That's how the Torah shows that. Yes?
Larry, just to clarify the Rav's position, so besides the low level of human disabled that he first gets, and after the years, they complete the human disabled, and there's no more open?
No, now that's it. He paid.
And at the end of the day, he really is doing this thing.
No, what's happening, once there's the use, he's going to pay as if all the owners happen. He's paying the full price. Once the use happens and belongs to him, now he pays the full price.
Oh,
you think this is still his own? Yeah, more than owns him. Now he has to mamish pay. Also means that if something happens, you have to pay. Here he has to mamish pay. It's his. Now I have to pay the price of the whole case. No more
kids. After
he's gone there, it's gone.
But the first part, the first was
yes.
Rabbi, I beg Rabbi to kindly write a sequence.
I was thinking
that like a time chart. This is the stage.
Okay. Do you have a writer to write with? Yeah.
Can we fit in the Rashi and the Re into that chart also?
Yeah, I'm going to put that in now also. That's very important.
Final with both nine.
It's going to be 50 points of the final.
Okay.
Let me write it down, we get 50 points.
Low-level kinyan of a gazela, which the ganav has, is a few things. One, chiron.
Is there a nuah? Nuah kinyan. Nuah kinyan is one word of ganash.
Nuah means a low-level kinyan. What does that accomplish? One. If anything happens to that gazela, he has to pay. Because it belongs to him in a low level. Two. Second,
I mentioned this yesterday, I mentioned it again today.
Two.
No rent. means is, let's say he stole the car and he drove this car for 2 months, and then that car was recovered. He doesn't have to pay rent. There's no rent for Ganim, for Ganim. Why is there no rent as a king in Gazeta? He drove his own car. No, he steals the car, drives it for 2 months, and then gives it back.
Well, he gets the
no. He got 2 months use of the road for it. There's no rent. So why doesn't he have to pay a low-level king? It's the wrong thing.
It's like a tricky reference here.
Because a low-level king gives him a right. He would have to pay. He can drive it without.
It's an incentive to return it.
So is the
yes, it's still first stage. Because before you. Stage two.
Yes.
We have one thing where he steals it, but it gets damaged, he has to pay for it.
Right. The matter even if it's beyond control.
Okay.
In other words, no.
Pick another color.
Is there any more?
I don't have any
more markers. Try turning the marker in like a different direction sometimes.
Break it open and go break it with your finger.
You could do that? What does that mean? No guilt, responsibility.
Even if it's my owner, if it's to it, the government has to pay. He's always responsible. That is part of his kingdom, by the way. A little bit means he has to pay no matter what happens. That's part of that kingdom. The responsibility, despite lack of guilt. And then he also has a special tour of the Shamshi. Now, Yirish Kona.
According to Rabba, is the right.
Two possibilities.
Gezeila
Briska. Yush Kona is an Aveda. Of course, a Gezer equals Aveda. Therefore, anybody on it, if it's in the week. Not anybody. Furthermore, the God is the only Kona in his own time. Then he can take advantage. If it's in the street, anyone can. Rav says no. Gizneu, not equal to Veda. Vak, Gazlin, Asmo, Dubat. The Yush, the Konak, only for the Gazan themselves, even in the street. The Yush is a complete Kinyan Gazette. Total. Make it completely Yush. Another way to say it, Yashir. Nigzal, the direct Kenyan from the victim to the crook.
So having Rashi and the
now we're gonna get more light. This, by the way, is also
is also mentioning this idea.
So Tazitam's test really has the Chaim and the Rav in it. Now, if we move on to a little bit more.
Ready?
Yes.
I don't understand the Tazitam.
Answer. Jerry Hefter. On the street. The guy stole it all. The owner's Miyash. It's Miyash. Papa said the owner's on. What's the status of that car on the street? Nobody? Close to the dying? Yes! Hefter! Something is a loss to the owner's Miyash. Something lost is on the street. The owner is Miyash. Is it Hefker on the street? And I beg on the street. $20 bill.
Hefker, Hefker.
That's the basic rule of Aveda. The owner is Miyash. Since today equals Aveda, therefore, Aveda in Hefka is there after years, is Hefka. To the rug? Is it Hefka?
No,
because it's on things off the gases. Then, because that's not equal. Go quiet. Yeah, a little bit yes, because anyone can get it. Since anyone can get it, I can pass it. following question. Very question. Question is, the machlokes, and the says the story of Buddha and find out of the